Well, if you haven't looked at the weather forecast for this week, don't. When I was doing out my little intro here, I was focused on one day of this week, and I got in here to the studio, and Dave goes, oh, no, uh-uh. You ought to look at the whole week. And I'd looked at the latter part. I just hadn't looked at the front end. Boy, it's going to be nasty. And what a week. I mean, the week of the Bassmasters Classic. Go figure. But anyway, I'll tell you, I did a little thing here on the weather in just a minute, so we'll get it. But let's get the formalities out of the way. My name is Roger Metz, and I'd like to welcome you to another Saturday on Woods and Water, South Carolina. I'm hoping my voice will hold out. My daughter had a basketball game this morning, and I was a little into it because it was a really tight game. They won by one basket, so it was a good game. But boy, I tell you, I might have worn my voice out for today. But bear with me. We'll get through it. You can listen right there on your radio dial at 94.5 or live online at conservativetalk945.com. Just click the Listen Live link on the right side of the page. They also have a free app for your phone, so if you can listen in wherever you are. Take a look at the Woods and Water South Carolina Facebook page at Woods and Water SC. Don't forget to hit the like button when you're there. Tag your pictures on Instagram at hashtag Woods and Water SC Radio. And you can see more and listen to the weekly podcast on the website, woodsandwatersc.com. The numbers to call in today, and I may need some help, 877-235-9405. So Wednesday night, which is where I was focused on, looking at the whole thing and with the classic starting up Wednesday through Sunday, you know, tropical Charleston, where I was yesterday, will be the warmest spot in the state with 26 degrees. Columbia, you'll be colder at 16 degrees and windy. Mountain Rest, you know, I love the name of that place. I go through the little town when I go up to the Chattooga River to fish. You're going to be at 5 degrees Wednesday night. So, you know, and we have global warming. Really? So I'd say Wednesday night's going to be cold enough to bring in the dog and make room for the chickens, horses, cows, goats, squirrels, rabbits, deer, blue jays, crows, and whatever else you have room for, because it's going to be cold. Thank goodness at least that morning, which is the official practice day for the Classic, it's going to be a balmy 24 degrees. But then you look at later on the week, I mean, well, Monday, 1 to 3 inches of snow, less than 1 inch on Friday, 3 to 5 inches on Saturday, rain and ice on Sunday. And the thing is, they're spread all over, depending on AccuWeather, weather underground, which really makes you nervous. So I guess, hey, go empty the bread and milk aisles at the grocery store. And I never forgot to figure that out either. I have lived my entire life in South Carolina, and I don't know why you would go get bread and milk. Have you ever eaten bread and milk together? You take your little bread and dip it in the milk. It's horrible. Chef Boyardee, stuff you can heat up over the fireplace or something like that, make a whole lot more sense than bread and milk. But, hey, who am I to change the way we South Carolinians think about snow and ice? But yeah, those conflicting weather forecasts get me. But so I did found a little online conversion calculator for wind chill factors, and it actually said in there under the old method. And I'm thinking, oh, what was wrong with the old method? We have to have a new method. But under the new method, a bass boat going 65 miles an hour, air temp at 24 degrees, the wind chill is only 0.95 degrees. On the old method, it's almost 16 below. Oh, and it only gets better. You know, my goodness, it's going to be a nasty week. But it'll be fun. It'll be so much fun. And I've got some more news on the Classic that's going to be one of those things I could, you know, I might die during the week type thing. I've been known to pull some real bonehead moves, and this week might be one of them. You'd think I would know better at my age, but some things you just have to do because they're there to do. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on. I spent a few hours. Well, let's see. You know what? I think I'm going to go straight to the calendar events and do that. And I'll talk about Siwi a little bit later on. It was a good time. If you missed it, you need to go next year. But we'll talk about Siwi a little bit later on and all the things that went on down there. And I have a note here. There might not be a calendar events next week, so I've got some extra for this week. We might have a show next week, depending on how much snow is here. And I don't know what BASS is going to do about the Classic. I mean, cold weather they don't mind, I don't think, but with all the ice and snow, getting anglers and their boats from Greenville to Anderson could be a real problem, especially the way 85 clogs up Hey, everybody's riding down the road shaking their head. Yes, we know how 85 is when we have an inch of snow. Give it 3 to 5 over a week or more. Oh, man, it'll be a disaster zone. And wouldn't you know, my first little thing here is a waterfall excursion. We'll skip that. Waterfalls going to be frozen. You won't be any use going to look at waterfalls next weekend. Not with the temperatures we're going to have. But this was through the state parks. And, you know, if you want to go look at waterfalls next weekend, that's fine. But it's going to be cold. Man, I don't know who would want to go up there. Instead, why don't you do this? Well, is it next weekend? Nope. It's the weekend after. Sorry. You could always go to the coast. Bands, Brews, and Barbecue, hosted by Friends of Caroline Hospice in the town of Port Royal, South Carolina. This event features a wing throwdown Friday and a sanctioned SC Barbecue Association cook-off in the categories of ribs and butts on Saturday. Live music from 4 bands, as well as entertainment for kids. Jump Castle face painting and a clown are offered. Visitors to the event will get a chance to sample all they can eat of their best barbecue our area has to offer. This is actually the 27th and 28th of February. It says rain or shine. I bet they're glad they didn't plan that for this coming weekend. And that's in Port Royal. You can go to their the little Port Royal BufordSC.org events and find out more about that one. It's funny, pretty much everything off the calendar is along the middle or lower coast this week. Next on Broxton Bridge Plantation. If you've never been down to the town of Earhart, South Carolina, it is a cool place to go. And they're having the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Broxton Bridge. It's the 14th annual reenactment, February 27th, 28th, and March the 1st. Used to be the guy down there, Jerry Varn, who was probably 7 feet tall. If you've ever been down to Broxton Bridge to shoot birds or deer hunt or whatever, he was a really neat guy. And the house they have there at the plantation was actually there during the Civil War, and I forget whose headquarters was in it. Really cool. But Living History Day for school children, your tour is Friday the 27th, beginning at 9 o'clock. Camps are open Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. Battle reenactments 2 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. One-day admission, $3 to $10. Armbands will be given out. Just a neat place to go. And there's also an Amish restaurant down there that's really good to eat at, too. Something for everybody with spring coming up. 6th Annual Palmetto Trail Challenge. This 15-week walking, biking contest is designed to get people active and healthy. Grab a partner, name your team, and log as many miles as you can. The challenge dates are March the 3rd through June the 15th. Partners team up and log as many miles as they can during the 15-week period. Teams will be competing against other teams in the same category. Team miles are turned in each week. Prizes awarded for the top teams in each category. There's some rules. You can go to the Palmetto Conservation Foundation website and get more information. But, hey, spring is here. Let's get out and enjoy being outside. 2015 Hilton Head Island Seafood Fest, March the 1st through the 7th. I wasn't kidding when all these events were on the coast. March 1st through the 7th, the 8th Annual Hilton Head Island Seafood Fest, hosted by the David M. Carmines Memorial Foundation and presented by ForkAndFun.com. They're going to have seafood, fish fries, oyster roasts, chef dinners, low country seafood experience on the water, a fisherman's guide to seafood and low country restaurants, family friendly events with live entertainment, kids zone, auctions, crab races. That'd be fun. Go to the DavidCarmines.org Seafood Fest for more information. That's down in Hilton Head. South Carolina 4-H Sporting Clays Tournament, Saturday, March the 7th, 9 o'clock to 2:30. It's at Live Oak Sportsman Club down in Swansea, South Carolina. $400 per team, $150 per individual. I love shooting sporting clays. And the Amazing Challenge Race at Myrtle Beach State Park, March the 7th, 9 to 2:30. Race around Myrtle Beach State Park and the annual Amazing Challenge Race contest that covers between 5 to 6 miles. It's competition using your wits, athleticism, and problem-solving skills to answer questions about nature, challenges, and puzzles. Kind of like the Amazing Race, I guess. That's March 7th, 9 to 2:30 down at Myrtle Beach State Park. Come back on the other side. We're gonna have a little fun with the bass fishing next time around. So hang on through the break, and we'll be back in just a few. Y'all hang on for a few minutes. This is a If you've ever seen this video or watched, listen to this song, it is great. This is all the bass fishermen out here, guys. This is your week.
Out on this lake and hell is all I catch. But today she met me at the door, said I would have to choose. If I hit that fishing hole today, she'd be packing all her things and she'd be gone by noon. Well, I'm gonna miss her when I get home. Right now I'm on this lake shore.
That is a favorite around my house. And if you watch that video and look at, and that's Kimberly, I forget her last name. She was in some TV shows along, coming along. She's Brad Paisley's wife. She gives him a look, and I have flashbacks, vivid flashbacks of, you know, around my house.
This just in. Brad's got a bike.
Hey, welcome to the show. Maybe it's a story you can relate to.
If you haven't watched that video all the way through, you need to go look at it. You will be rolling in the floor by this time of that video. It is just hilarious. But if you're a diehard bass fisherman, hey, what's a little weather? I'm questioning how much weather is enough for me this week. As a member of the Vaunted Media, I have ascended to the ranks of approved media with the BASS people, which means that I get to ride along with these pros this week, which is really neat. Are we going to get to the cheating part here?
There's been an outcry. Investigation. A formal complaint has been filed. He's cheating.
Right, cheating in a bass tournament. Hey, we've seen that in Alabama, so it's not far off.
Sitting in the sun, I'm sure it'll hit me.
That had to hurt.
When I walk through,
he just got smacked.
Tonight, yeah, I'm gonna miss her. Oh, looky there, another bite.
And that's all it takes, and you forget about it.
Yeah,
another bite.
I'm gonna miss her. Oh, looky there.
Brad Paisley, dare I say, in Fuego.
I've got a bite.
Sounds like maybe you shouldn't be with any girl. You should be with a fish. I've thought about that.
You know, as a final thought today, I was thinking, why can't these people just get along?
I'm serious.
You're happy, Brad.
Wait until 4 o'clock, but then go pull it up and look at that video on YouTube. It's hilarious. Dave and I sat in here and watched it, and we were both rolling. It's just funny. And bass fishermen, we're like that. In fact, that's like poking you. Like, you're going to get what you asked for, you're going to get, because I am going fishing if you tell me it's you or me. Anyway, I digress. Enough rabbit trail. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate that. Yes, as a member of the credentialed media, I got my invitation to go to the Bassmasters Classic from BASS. And wouldn't you know, the weather's going to be like this. But you know what? I'm going to do it. I have, luckily I like to duck hunt, so I have most of what it takes as far as warm clothing. I did make a trip to Bass Pro Shops to get some better Gore-Tex stuff than what I have. So I actually look the part. I mean, if I do happen to make it to national TV, I will look like I fit in. There won't be any camouflage. Well, I take that back. You won't see any camouflage. There will be plenty of camouflage. You will see nice outerwear that looks like it belongs in a bass boat. But I'll tell you more about the ride-alongs here in a minute. But they sent me a press release this morning, and this kind of ties in with what I was going to tell you about the media program with BASS. It says the classic audience is expected to grow in 2015 through innovative new media, and if the weather forecast holds out, that may be the only way you see the Bassmaster Classic. I don't know that they'll postpone it. I don't know how they could. Might cut a day. I don't know how you cut a day, but anyway, it'll be interesting to see what happens with it. Of course, it's this week on Lake Hartwell, official practice day on Wednesday, media day on Thursday. The tournament starts on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it says it will be certainly covered in more different ways than previous classics. which historically have reached more fishing fans than any other tournaments, called the Super Bowl of Fishing. And they go through, you know, it's going to be, in addition to web coverage, here's the ways you can watch coverage of the Classic. And bear with me, I know we've spent some time on fishing and had some good guests on about fishing. It'll all end this week, so bear with me, because this is fun. Even if you don't bass fish, you ought to be involved in this. ESPN2will air 12 hours of the Classic here in Greenville. It'll be re-aired on ESPN2, ESPN Classic, the outdoor channel. It's expected to draw more than 1.3 million viewers. Bassmasters Magazine will cover it in its April issue. It's a record number of journalists representing independent media, ranging from websites to magazines and newspaper to television networks. Approximately 275 media representatives have applied for credentials to cover the event. I was one of them, and I've been picked to go right along. Among the media contingent, they're kind of the Weather Channel here. Oh, they're going to love this. The Weather Channel at the Classic with a snow event. It will be hyped to no end. Bassmasters TV show. It's going to be internet coverage of the Classic, live on-the-water video of anglers on Lake Hartwell, some of the newest technology and cameras, video. The video will be streamed as the Bassmaster Classic Live, presented by Lowrance. It's at Bassmaster.com each day of competition from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The ESPN2 coverage will be on March the 7th, 8th. In addition to the Classic Live, as a media marshal, and that's what they're calling me, I'm going to be assigned a Bass Track cell phone, and I get to record the location of each fish on a GPS map, whether it was kept or released, how big it was. It sounds really fun. I got to go to a class to do it. Hopefully it's not that hard. I might be finding somebody else to ride along besides the temperatures kicking me out. Teams of writers, photographers are going to be all over the place, depending on the weather. It's the most near-live video interviews will be posted online in the Bass Cam section. Select video from GoPro cameras installed in all 56 contender boats. Fans will be able to contribute to the Classic coverage as well through Twitter and or Instagram by using the hashtag Bassmasters Classic. And there's going to be some other ways, the big screen at the weigh-in. Social media is expected to play a major role in telling the story of the event this year, according to social media editor Tyler Wade. More than 2,500 Instagram photos were posted during the Gunnersville Classic last year, and we had barely established that presence. So with 25,000 fans on Instagram now, the number of posts should be much higher. Which brings us to the email I got from BASS on Friday that says, hello, congratulations. Here are your tentative pairings for ride-alongs and media boat arrangements for the Bassmasters Classic next week. And I have to say this, please note that these are subject to change, but we will do our best to stick to the schedule and accommodate your requests. Oh boy. Wednesday practice day, 24 degrees, start off, blast off at 7 o'clock in the morning. I'll be with Andy Montgomery. Andy's from Blacksburg, South Carolina. And it's funny, as soon as I got this, I sent a text to Andy and I said, I guess I shouldn't plan on wearing shorts and flip-flops. And he sent back, he said, no, clothing is not optional on Wednesday. Which brings into the whole 65 mile an hour, you know, 24 degree minus 15 thing. And I tell you, this is where I need your help. If, I don't know, do I need a motorcycle helmet? I'm trying to think of ways to keep my face warm. I can handle everything else except my face. So I'm thinking, you know, motorcycle helmet. I know Vaseline is a very good wind blocker. I've done that before, so I know that. The other thing is energy bars. I mean, because, you know, when you eat, your body generates heat in the whole process of digesting food and all, which helps you heat up. So I'm thinking, okay, I need to have some kind of little snacks. They provide us lunch. And so energy bars, which I've never had any contact with, and don't talk about trail mix around me because I've eaten so much trail mix, I can't take it anymore. So energy bars, a motorcycle helmet, do I go out and buy one of those little plug-in coffee cups that use a 12-volt receptacle, or does a Yeti Rambler keep things as cold as or hot as everybody claims they do? If you've got any suggestions that I'd love to hear it, 235-9405. If I can't take your call because of something else, Dave will take your advice down. But I could use it. I mean, it has been a long time since I've been on a bass boat in cold weather. You know, I covered the FLW Cup in August on Murray, and, of course, we didn't have that problem in August. I mean, it was shorts and flip-flops for sure. Anyway, back to Wednesday practice day, right along with Andy Montgomery, which is really – it's going to be fun being with a South Carolina pro on the lake. Friday, get to ride with Skeet Reese from California. I remember it had to have been 98. I think the Classic was on High Rock Lake up in North Carolina. I took my wife up there for the weekend. Jordan was just a year old or so. And Skeet was new. He's from California. I remember he had bleached blonde surfer-type hair spiked up on top. And they were asking him, what is a guy from California doing fishing the Bassmasters Classic? And he did the little moonwalk dance on the stage, and we all thought it was hilarious. Well, it's been, 15 years ago now? Skeet's, you know, he's getting to be one of the older guys in the competition, but he's really fun to be around. Going to have a ball with him on Friday. You get to ride back with him from the day fishing, and kind of it's just going to be really cool those 2 days. Sunday. They kicked me off the media boat rides on Sunday because they put me in line to do a ride-along on Sunday, which is the final day. Now, they don't give me who I'm going to ride with because they cut the field to 25 on Sunday morning. So it looks like I'll be riding on Sunday, you know, if I'm not a popsicle by then. So that's going to be really cool. I don't know. I mean, depending on how bad the weather is, you know, we've got to get from Greenville to Anderson to even get on the boat. The anglers have got to get from Greenville to Anderson, depending on the weather. And I don't know how much of this I can take. I really don't. I'm not near as young as I used to be. But I'm going to do one day just to say I've done it, no matter what. I don't care if it is 5 degrees at the ramp that morning. And true to form, the rule at my house when I was telling my wife these things and going on about how much fun I was going to have riding along with talking to these guys. Of course, you don't talk much. And I got a whole list of rules and don'ts and oof, I'm going to have to sit on my hands most of the day. But true to the rule around my house, my wife said if I go do this and the forecast holds true and I get sick, I get no sympathy. This is all my fault. So, and I wouldn't expect any different. But, yeah, the rules are pretty specific. I mean, I can't help them. I can tell them the live well's running. I have to know how to do it. Whoa. Hello. Huey Lewis jumped in there on me. I can't help him anyway. Can't tell him how to fish. Like I would be telling Skeet Reese how to fish. I guess maybe you have more people than, you know, they will provide me a life jacket, which is a good thing. That way, if I get thrown out into the 30-degree water, I'll at least float for a while. And I could get kicked off the boat by a television crew or somebody bigger, I guess. So anyway, it's going to be fun. I'm going to keep a little rolling thing on the Facebook page and try to do the website and try to give you an insight. I can't really talk about a whole lot until it's over with, just because you don't want to tell them what they're using or where they are. So hang on after break, and it's going to be a fun week. We'll see you. Welcome back to Woods and Water. I really don't know how to take this text I just got. It's from Andy Montgomery, who I'm riding with on Wednesday from Blacksburg, South Carolina. And the text is really simple. It says, better bring two helmets. Andy, if you're out there and you're listening, I've got a segment here to cover. If you're listening, I'd love for you to call in. I don't know if you've been down fishing today and just riding up the interstate. But if you want to call in, say it 350 or so, I'd love to talk to you, figure out what you've been doing and how the fishing was today. And if I need to bring a helmet for you and me, if that's the two helmet rule, or if I need two helmets just for me. Oh, those are bizarre when you get those kind of texts. But anyway, hey, Andy, listen, really, I'd love to talk to you. I've got a segment here to do. that if you'd like to call in at 350, the number is 877-235-9405. I don't know where you are, bud, but it'd be good to talk to you and figure out what our game plan for Wednesday is, if we're going to go find us a nice coffee shop to sit in, or if we're actually going to go out on the boat. And the segment I got to do is with Ben Lancaster. Ben is account manager with Outdoor Underwriters in Columbia. And, Ben, you're up in Louisville, Kentucky right now, aren't you?
Nashville, Tennessee.
I thought the Nashville –
Nashville, Tennessee.
You're at the Nashville Turkey Federation.
That's right. We'll be in Louisville at QDMA in a few weeks.
That's right. And I'll be there, too.
In fact,
I saw Joe Hamilton at Seawee yesterday.
Okay, good. He's a great fella.
He is a great fella. And I said, hey, look, you need to get on Ben and get Ben to get you on the show.
I know. He's already told me he'll do it. I've been lazy. I need to get him. I'll get him.
You haven't been lazy, bud. You have been busy.
Yeah, busy chasing babies is what I've been busy doing.
So,
can you hear me okay? It's loud in this place, man.
Oh, I can hear you fine. I got a little background.
It
is fine. Are you tired of turkey calls yet?
I don't ever want to hear a turkey call again.
We got a guy
right across the way from us. He's a world champion goose caller. And he's converted his goose call into a turkey call, and he gobbles at least 50 times an hour.
Oh, so, my goodness.
So I'm sick with it now.
Bet you are. Oh, by the way, we got confirmation. We are going to be at the Palmetto Sportsman's Classic together.
Looking forward to that.
We're going to be in the Moore Building, which means we don't have to listen to turkey calls, because I think all those are down in the Candy Building.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
So what are you doing? What are you doing up there?
Turkey Federation is one of our partners. We do the Huntley Flyability Program for them, and they're just great partners of ours. And we're up here exhibiting just like, I don't know, 500, 600, 700 other exhibitors are, just kind of spreading the good news about what we do, and just talking to people, answering questions. And one of the main things I was up here looking to do was build a lot of relationships with guides and outfitters, and there's plenty up here. So we've had a good time doing that.
Very good. Who have you seen so far?
It's kind of like, who haven't I seen? It's, all the big names are here. Michael Waddell, the Drury Brothers, the Turkey Thugs from Mossy Oak. Kind of cool. One of my buddies, he's a pro staffer for Woodhaven Custom Calls out of Alabama.
Right.
He's been an up-and-comer for a long time, and he's also a pro staffer for Mossy Oak. And he won the head-to-head calling competition today, so that's a big deal.
Oh, wow.
For him. He's done well in the past, but to see him on top is kind of cool.
That is cool.
He's a hard worker.
Yeah. Now, you're a turkey hunter, so you're loving it up there, right?
Oh, man. This is what it's all about. Yeah, it's more than just turkey, too. There's a bunch of waterfowlers here. All these guys are doing deer hunts and mule deer hunts and elk hunts. So it's kind of a big assortment, you know, but there's plenty to do. There's plenty to see. You could walk this convention all day long and probably not see it all. It's, from what I understand, this is the first year I've been an exhibitor. But I came 5 or 6 years ago as a patron, and from what I remember, it's probably doubled in size.
Wow.
So it's tons to do.
And you're doing it all, right?
We're trying, man. We're trying. I don't know. I think I brought 1,000 koozies with me to hand out, and I'm just about at zero now. So, people stopping by and asking questions. So it's been fun.
All right. Questions. What do hunt club guys and landowners and all that need to be doing right now? From an insurance standpoint,
taking a break. Yeah, breaking their leave, making sure the wife isn't mad at them anymore. That's probably what they should be doing. From an insurance standpoint, now in the Austin is always kind of a good time to take a look at what you had, take a look at what else is out there, kind of get a game plan for what you're going to do. It all depends on when your lease renews, but kind of look at some pricing and figure out what makes sense. You know, our website's pretty easy to maneuver. You can jump on there pretty easily, put in the number of acres, and it'll produce a quote for you. And our rates are going to stay consistent. So what we quote you today will probably be the exact rates you'll see in September, you know, maybe when your deer lease renews. So that's it. Go out there and kind of take it. It's outdoorund.com and kind of take a look at what our rate structure is.
Cool. What else you got going on?
I'm probably not going to do it. Rodney Atkins, there's a big concert tonight.
You need to go see him, man.
I know it. That's your buddy, isn't he?
He is my buddy.
Yeah.
Actually, he's my girl's. How do I do this? Oh, he's R.A. to my girls.
Okay.
All right. Not Rodney Atkins. He's R.A.
R.A. I got you.
Because he sang to him at the, you know, at the cup. And,
we had
a scrum for his pick under the table. And,
did
you know, I don't know which one ended up with it. One of them did. He kind of pitched it in the middle, and I just saw blonde hair on one side and brown hair at the other side. Go at it.
Yeah, that's fun. And we got a busy. I think it's. We started this morning at 9. I believe it goes till 7 this evening. Tomorrow's a shorter day. I'm gonna leave early in the morning.
Yeah.
And head back to South Carolina to kind of get it all pulled together for the week. But lots to do. I've got. I spent a good portion yesterday just walking around seeing guys and. You know, you're in awe a little bit when you see some of these guys you've watched years and years and years. And now that I'm not quite a starstruck, I might try to go talk to them and introduce myself and see if we can ever help them out.
Yeah, and see if you can't get us a turkey hunt somewhere. Of course, you're going somewhere on a turkey hunt this year.
Yeah, I'm really lucky. Going to Montana.
Good.
Going to Montana
the
first week of May and hopefully get my first ever Marion's. And, well, it'll be fun.
Very
it'll
cool.
Be fun. Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to the Classic. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, the ladies in the office have been talking about it. They're going to come hang out with us, which
good.
Is not something they always get to do. So they're looking forward to it, and it should be a really good time. It'd be nice, too, that it's close to home. I can go home.
That's right. You can. Well, when you come back this way, you might want to take a look at the weather forecast for this week.
Yeah. Is it going to be cold?
Snow. Ice.
Snow. Well, good.
Rain.
Well, ice is no good. Yeah. Well, at least I'll be home. And won't have to go anywhere. I think we're going to Little Rock, Arkansas in 2 weeks. 2-3 weeks for the Southeastern Deer Study Group. So that's going to be kind of cool. And then, like you said earlier, Louisville for the QDMA convention. So, but if anybody listening, if you haven't been to this to the NWTF annual convention, it's a fun thing. Good buddy of mine, Doug Saunders, is the director of marketing for the Turkey Federation.
Mm-hmm.
And this has kind of taken, this has been one of his things that he's taken control of, and he's just done a jam-up job. And I would say at the moment there's probably been 30,000 people come through,
something like
that. Yep, and just more to come. We're only halfway through today, and get up and
get tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Yep. So he's doing a good job with it.
Well, good. Look, I appreciate the on the spot report.
Yeah, man.
You be careful coming home tomorrow, get Joe and let's do something in the studio one day.
All right, count on it.
Take care, Ben. Thanks.
Thank you, Roger. See you, buddy.
Right. Bye. Bye. Yeah, that's Ben is a really good guy. He's got his plate is just so full like everybody else's. And I was going to mention earlier, and I appreciate that, and we're going to be at the Classic, Woods and Water, South Carolina, and Outdoor Underwriters are going to have a table at the Palmetto Sportsman's Classic. That'll be a recorded show, Dave. You won't have to look at me on the 28th of March. And that's going to be good. You stop by and see us. Anybody going to the Classic, you need to stop by and see us. It's going to be a good time. I wanted two things because Andy. It sounds like Andy Montgomery is going to call in after the break. I guess what I want to do is go to. You know, a couple weeks ago, I put a trash can out here in the office, the studio, the station lobby. I'll get it straight in a minute. To collect gently used hunting gear, clothes, boots, hats, stuff we've outgrown, kids have outgrown, stuff you know you're going to replace next year. Or things you don't use anymore. We're doing it for the Take One, Make One program in South Carolina and how much interest it would generate. My first clue was when I got a message from a guy in Charleston saying, hey, is there a place I can drop stuff off here? I got another one from Columbia. I got a guy from Charlotte who said, when I get home, I'm going to get my stuff together. Where do I want to bring it? Kind of a problem, a good problem to have. So I made a few phone calls. We now have 4 locations across the state where you can take your donations. Of course, you can bring it here to the station, 920 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville. If you're in Charlotte, Rock Hill, York, you can drop off at Nichols Store. Darren and I go way back. Tina was nice enough to say, yeah, we'll do it in a heartbeat. That address, 1980 Mount Holly Road, that's Highway 901. If you're in Columbia, you can drop off at Ben's place, Outdoor Underwriters. They're located at 140 Stonebridge Drive. That's the same exit you take to go to Riverbank Zoo. You just go the opposite direction, take the first right road to the right, and they're down there on the right. If you live at the coast, you can take your things to Hadrell's Point, West Ashley. Scott Hammond down there, I won't tell you what he said when I called him, but it was obviously very positive. And they're located at 47 Windermere Drive, just off Highway 17 south of the peninsula. I talked to the Tomo guys at Seaweed yesterday. They're excited. Wanted to say thanks to everybody that's going to contribute. I'm going to have a big, big update coming through on social media and all. If you need another pickup somewhere, my email address, roger@woodsandwatersc.com. Get a hold of me. We'll figure something out. And look, I appreciate everybody that's going to donate. This is a great cause. Hang on. Got Andy Montgomery coming up after the break. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. I guess Andy will call in when he gets a moment. I told him he could do it anytime. He didn't have to wait. I told him 350, but if he wants to call in now, if you're listening to Andy, I texted you the phone number. Just feel free to give me a call anytime. I spent a day at Seaweed yesterday. Let me tell you what, I'd forgotten how much fun Seaweed is. Yes, it's in Charleston. Yes, traffic can be horrible. Yes, it was cold yesterday. I think it's even colder down there and windier. But Seaweed, man, it's a great time. It's one of those events, like Mary Roberts said when she was on the phone with us earlier this year, it's a one-of-a-kind event. And dogs. If you like dogs, you will love Seaweed. I've never seen so many water dogs, Labs and Boykins, hound dogs, beagles, German Shorthairs, pointers, just whatever. Whatever kind of dog you wanted, they were there. And really a fun time. I got a brief glimpse of some art at Charleston Place Hotel when I had to go pick up my media credentials. Caught the birds of prey. I walked from the Charleston Place Hotel to Marion Square, caught one of the birds of prey demonstrations. Took a bus over to Brittlebank Park, watched 10 minutes of Doc Dogs. I never even made it to the Charleston Music Hall or the Marriott. I spent a little bit of time hanging around Low Country Fly Shop. They had their tent set up in Marion Square, and Scotty and, just guys coming in and out that you know. And that was just a day. I didn't get to anything. It's a two-day thing at minimum. 3 days if you want to spend any time at all. And we gave away some three-day passes. I hope the people that got those things are having a good time this weekend down there. If you're wondering about traffic, yes, it can be a problem. But there are 6 parking garages, I think, on the peninsula in Charleston. Go park. I think even on the weekends, they open up a big parking lot out there near the Maritime Center, the port. Find a place to park. Seaweed operates a bus system. I talked to the bus driver yesterday. She said it's pretty good on Friday. They add a ton more buses Saturday and Sunday. They run you from all the events, from Brittlebank, Marion Square, Music Hall. If you didn't go this year, you need to go next year. Put it on your calendar now. I'm going to have a lot of pictures up on the website, Facebook page, so you can see what you miss. So go ahead and mark your calendar next week, next year, Valentine's Day weekend, 32nd Seaweed in Charleston. Get it on there. And I'm not going to hold on. Hey, we got Andy Montgomery on the phone with us. Andy, Hey, man, why do I need to bring 2 helmets?
It's going to be cold. Guess one gets the cold. You can leave one in the box to warm up, and then you swap back and forth.
Swap back and forth. Are you fishing today?
Yeah, I actually am. It's a pretty crazy story. I just got a new boat, new Nitro Z9. Just picked it up last week, and I've never had a radio in my boat.
Oh, wow.
So I'm idling into a little pocket, board the desk, and I see this button, you know, to turn the radio on. So I hit on, then I hit the seat button, and the first thing I hear is Andy Montgomery. I said, what's going on here? So started listening a little bit, and I heard you talking about cold weather and clothes and all that. That's the reason I sent you the text.
That is just bizarre. It sounds like it's a little windy out there right now.
It's bad, bad windy. I hope you can hear me.
I can hear you fine.
I pulled in the back of a pocket. It's blowing about 72 in the back of this pocket.
My goodness gracious alive. Hey, I know y'all fished in a lot of wind, and they've called some wind days. Have you ever had a tournament call because of snow, ice, and rain?
I don't know. I think maybe at my FFW days we did have one called off of Table Rock. But it's always just been a day, you know, never a whole tournament. So, one of the things we do is really watch the weather. When I went to sleep last night, it was still calling for sunny skies, you know, cold, but the first chance of precipitation was Sunday, so got up this morning, first thing I did was check the and rain and all that every day.
Every day. Every day, yeah. We're on the water, it's going to be nasty.
Yep, yep. Ain't going to be no fun. Well, I guess it'll be fun in a way.
It'll be fun in a way. I'm gonna gut it out. This is just something I'm going to do. Wednesday, practice day. Going to be cold. How long are you going to stay out on the water?
I think we're supposed to stay out here till 3 o'clock. So, we'll just kind of play it. I'll probably stay till 3 o'clock. You know, the good thing about Wednesdays is typically we don't fish a lot. So, we mostly just ride around all day. So,
okay. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I got my draw, you know, the email from Bass and you being from Blacksburg, South Carolina. I mean, I grew up in Chester, so practically
right.
Neighbors in South Carolina. And it, to start off the week and be in the boat with you is just, it's going to be good. I'm going to really enjoy it.
I hope it's good. I hope we don't freeze to death.
It's okay.
We'll be here.
It's what heated seats and all that are for on the way to ride home, right?
That's, well, I ain't got that in my truck. I apologize for that. I'm still.
Oh, no.
I mean, you got to remember now, I am from Blacksburg, South Carolina, so I still got cloth seats and all that fancy stuff quite yet.
I'll confess here, the one I'm driving I originally bought for my wife, and it had all the heated seats and all that, and I got it for her, and she drove a little bit. She goes, I really don't like this. So that's why I have heated seats and all that, or I'd be driving around on bare cloth seats myself.
Yeah, yeah. Now, my wife, she does have the heated seats, leather seats, and all that stuff.
That's right.
She's got all that. Got
to keep them happy.
Little old Andy, he drives around the cloth
seats. Yeah, well, the stains are memories, right?
That's right.
Well, what do you think? I mean, you're out there riding around. It's cold and windy. What's your outlook for this week?
I still think there's going to be a lot of fish caught. I don't have a whole lot of experience on this lake. I spent a lot of time before the off-limits here, and it just seems to me like the lake's fishing as good as it ever has. So, there's going to be a lot of fish caught, a lot of big weights. And typically if it snows, you know, something to do with the barometric pressure and all, the fish really bite.
So, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Not good for me. I want it to be sunny, slick, bluebird. You know, really tough because, you know, hopefully I know a few off-the-wall places to,
right,
you know, go catch fish in tough conditions. But, if the conditions they're calling for, you know, anybody could really go out there and catch them without doing anything in practice.
Just everything comes together at the right time for somebody.
Well, it's just the fish tend to school.
Okay.
You know, they really feed, so you know, you could go in the right pocket and they'd be schooling in there and you can catch 20 pounds and 5 casts. And that's going to happen if it snows. Somebody's going to do it. Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
I wish it was sunny and slick and all that good stuff.
Well, don't we all?
for more than one reason.
More than
right?
one reason, that's exactly right.
There's some guys in this tournament that's looking forward to the tough conditions because they know it's going to be a chance to catch a big bag even if they have a bad practice.
You know, it's funny. I can get all the gear on and go stand in 12 degrees in the water with the wind blowing duck hunting, and it really doesn't bother me. But the few times I've been out in cold water fishing or bad weather, I absolutely hate it.
Yeah,
I don't
guess
know
what. You ain't even gonna get to fish.
I know.
Just ride and watch somebody fish.
And can't help. Can't do much talking.
Yeah. Well, you can talk, but I'm probably gonna have so many tow boxes on. I ain't gonna be able to hear you. So.
Pack my earplugs and converse with myself, huh?
Yeah. Just you know, I ain't gonna be ignoring you. I just probably won't be able to hear you.
Yeah, I'll understand that, and I probably won't have much of interest to say anyway.
Yeah, you probably have so much over your mouth I wouldn't be able to hear you either.
That's exactly right. We'll communicate with hand signals.
Yeah.
Well, look, I really appreciate you calling in. I'm looking forward to Wednesday. It'll be it'll be cold, but it'll be fun, and I'm just along for the ride.
Yeah. And what did you say the latest forecast was, like 3 to 5 inches?
Well, let's see if I can get back over here. Well, it depends on where you go.
Yeah.
Let's see. Clemson, South Carolina, 10-day. Let's see, it's changed again. All right. Monday p.m. snow, 1 to 3 inches. Tuesday, 40% chance of showers. Wednesday is going to be a high of 35, partly cloudy and windy. Thursday, sunny, high of 32. Friday, partly sunny, 37. Saturday, wintry mix to rain on Saturday and 46. Sunday, showers and 47.
Oh, this is just lovely.
You want to hear the lows? You want to hear the lows?
No, I ain't really worried about the temperature. I'm just worried about the precipitation.
Yeah. Well, it looks like the only days you don't have precipitation are Thursday and Friday.
Right now.
Yeah, and like I said, it changed from when we first went on the air.
Yeah, and like I said, when I went to sleep last night, it wasn't calling for none of that. And I'm actually staying with David Kilgore, a friend of mine from Alabama.
Okay.
Staying with a friend of mine's house, whatever, Clay Louder from Sumter, South Carolina. He's got a house on the lake that he let us stay in. But anyway, I got up this morning. I said, dude, it's supposed to snow during the tournament.
No, it ain't supposed to do that.
So he looked at his weather, and it's still calling for sunny skies Friday and Saturday. And so that, and he updated his. So
well,
it's changing every day. And
it depends on who you look at. Weather's got one. Weather Underground's got another. AccuWeather's got a number. And that's really scary because they're spread all across the spectrum, which means nobody knows what it's going to do.
Yeah, we could have 12 inches.
12, 15 inches, you're right.
Yeah. Some of our biggest some of our biggest snowfalls are always in February.
You're right. You are exactly right, and this could be one of those sleepers.
Yeah.
What a week.
Could be.
What a week. Man, I appreciate you calling in. This is a surprise and a real treat, and I'll see you about 6 o'clock Wednesday morning.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Andy.
See you.
Bye. Yeah, talk about bizarre. How cool was that? And that's pretty much the show. I had some more stuff on. Oh, well. We got, okay. We're going to have some stuff coming up on the St. Stephen's Fish Lift. Do you know we have a fish lift in South Carolina? We got a Raptor Center. It's going to have a grand reopening down in Allendale. Oh, it's going to be some good stuff coming up. Chuck Norris for this week. For all you Walking Dead fans out there, when the zombie apocalypse finally happens, Chuck Norris is not worried about trying to survive. The zombies are. The Bassmasters Classics this week. You know, Wednesday's practice day, Thursday, media day. Your time starts Friday. Launch at, you know, starts at 6 o'clock down at Green Pond Landing. Expo opens up at 10 o'clock. I think Stasis open until 9 or 7 o'clock. Friday, Saturday. You got weigh-ins. Doors open at 3 o'clock. On Friday afternoon, Saturday afternoon, Sunday afternoon. Who knows? We have a live remote schedule for the weigh-in on Saturday. Depends on the weather. I don't know if we'll be able to do the live remote. We'll try, but we'll be out there at the Bon Secours Arena, hopefully. Stop by and see me. Gonna have some good guests on. It's all about the bass fishing this week. There's James in the background. Man, this hour goes in a hurry, doesn't it? The weather's going to be cold. Bundle up. Be careful. Take the back roads. Put the classic on your calendar. Even if you don't bass fish, it's a great time. Come out and see a whole bunch of stuff and people. Don't forget the camera. I'll talk to you next Saturday. In my mind.